If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Time for our update on extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen Sabella. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Let's talk first about, well, there are a number of lawsuits about tuition refunds, and I guess this is now including DePaul students. What's the latest?
Right. Two DePaul University students sparked a class action lawsuit against the university calling for partial tuition reimbursement. They're unhappy that they have to do school from home because of the coronavirus pandemic. They understand why they have to do it, but they're saying they shouldn't have to pay as much in tuition because they're missing out on in-person instruction. Specifically in this lawsuit, an education master's student says the typical program at DePaul would allow her to go into Chicago public schools and do hands-on learning with students, and that's not going to happen anymore. And she said she fears, you know, she's not getting anywhere near the education she would be getting if they were in regular classes. The school disputes this. They say, you know, we're freezing tuition, we're refunding students for their dormitories and their meal plans. So they're disputing this, but the students are moving forward with the lawsuit.
Yeah, and there are suits like this all over the country, and everybody's watching those closely to see how judges rule. Over to Westtown now and neighborhood murals. What's going on there?
You know, we all know that our neighborhood restaurants are struggling and are hoping people will still keep coming through for either pickup or delivery until we're at phase four or when we're able to go to restaurants again. In Westtown, there's a group of artists called the Fulton Street Collective, and they are basically chalking these murals outside of local businesses, encouraging people to order takeout and delivery from them. They are doing it for free. You can call if you have a local business. The number is on our website and the email address. And you can request a mural outside of your establishment to just draw attention. There's one outside of Club Lago that has Lady and the Tramp and the plate of spaghetti and meatballs. Very cute. It says, stay well, eat well. And outside of the coffee joint, also in Westtown, there's just a nice, pretty spread joy mural, just trying to get people to remember that these businesses are there and that they could use their support.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I was thinking about this the other day, all of the signs that restaurants have had to buy and put up announcing that they're open for delivery or curbside. The sign business is probably one business that's going well today, but this is a good way to help those restaurants get the word out on how they're doing business right now. And Jen mentioned the website. You can go to blockclubchicago.org for more on all of that. And as for the update now on what's happening at 1909 North Clifton Avenue, what's going to happen to General Iron, Jen?
So General Iron has been ordered to shut down by the city after yesterday's explosion that rattled the whole neighborhood. People were really freaked out. And it turned out it was some problem with a newly installed piece of equipment. It essentially blew off doors of a building at the scrapyard. But this just is the, you know, icing on the cake of a long battle between neighbors and General Iron. Neighbors in Lincoln Park and the aldermen in the area, Alderman Michelle Smith and Brian Hopkins, have been calling for the shutdown of General Iron for years. And they are set to shut down in December and move to the southeast side. Just last week, our reporter covered a meeting about this down on the southeast side. And people aren't happy either that they're moving. And this is just, it's very similar to what's happening at the former Crawford Coal plant in Little Village, where we have this respiratory pandemic and people are thinking about the places that they feel are polluting our city, and they don't want these places in their communities. So this explosion just really rallied people in the neighborhood to say, we want to shut down permanently. The city has not shut it down permanently. They will be able to reopen if they meet remediation and cleanup requirements presented by the city. So they just need to repair and ensure that the site is safe for workers, since that explosion definitely could have killed someone. It didn't, so thankfully. But the city wants to make sure that that won't happen before they are allowed to reopen.
I'm confused because I saw, I think, on your website that General Iron plans to relocate to 11600 South Burley Avenue. So they are moving anyway, right?
Right. They're set to move anyway. It's a big, you know, cause of tension between General Iron officials, and now we have like the aldermen on the southeast side, neighboring wards, because the alderman in that ward has supported the move, but in neighboring wards like the 10th ward, Alderwoman Sue Garza is not happy about it. The southeast side has a lot of issues with petcoke and other kinds of environmental pollution. They have one of the poorest air quality rates in the city. So a lot of neighbors there are saying, you know, we don't want them here either. Meanwhile, the company says that they're completely safe, and it's a metal recycling facility that is doing everything by the book. So I expect this to be an argument going on for a long time.
Yes, we shall see, and I know you'll be following it. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago, with Extremely Local News. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.